From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. It's being described as one of the biggest mafia crackdowns in FBI history, a sweep by law enforcement officials in New York, New Jersey, and Rhode Island that began before dawn today and resulted in 100 arrests and charges filed against 127 individuals, including members of the top crime families in New York. Attorney General Eric Holder at a news conference said some of the charges against the alleged mob members date back decades.
Some allegations involve classic mob hits to eliminate perceived rivals. Others involve truly senseless murders. In one instance, a victim was allegedly shot and killed during a botched robbery attempt.
A number of those arrested are described as made crime family members. The arrests were based on 16 indictments handed up in federal courts. Chinese President Hu Jintao has told a group of U.S. business executives the world is recovering from the global financial crisis. However, the Chinese leader also said it's important the U.S. and China work together towards helping to achieve a global economic recovery. Hu, during his U.S. visit, has been working to convince Americans China should be viewed as an economic partner and not a military threat. In Tunisia, people continue to protest the inclusion of members of the ousted President Ben Ali's party in the provisional government. Elder Beardsley reports many key members of the party are officially quitting.
Peaceful protesters sang the Tunisian national anthem as they marched down the streets of the capital. Demonstrators say they don't want members of the former dictator's party in their new government. As a response, many key members of the government who hail from Ben Ali's party have officially renounced it. The prime minister quit the RCD party yesterday and has been followed by others today. Tunisia seems torn over its new government. Other Tunisians say they understand the need to work with the former ruling party until elections can be organized because no one else has the governing experience yet. But Ahmed Abdullahi says there can be no compromise.
What we need the real freedom. So we need a government from the people, not from the old regime.
The old regime, says Abdullahi, simply cannot be trusted to build a democratic Tunisia. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Tunis.
Existing home sales rose more quickly than expected in December. Chris Arnold reports.
Home sales jumped up 12% last month. That's still below where they were a year ago. But some economists are hoping that the sharp rise will mark the beginning of a slow recovery for housing. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says the gradual improvement in the economy has set the stage for that recovery.
I think it's clear the job market is slowly improving and unemployment is no longer rising. The stock market is up. You know, mortgage rates are still very low. And, you know, when you add it all up, single-family housing in many markets is now quite affordable.
And so more people are out buying houses again. Still, Zandi says home prices remain pretty flat, and with more cheap foreclosed homes coming on the market all the time, he does not expect prices to recover much this year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Dow is down 2 points today. This is NPR. A decision by South Korea to accept an offer from North Korea to meet for high-level discussions is being hailed by the White House as an important step forward. The announcement by South Korea that will accept the offer coming a day after both President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao held their meetings in Washington calling for better communications between the two Koreas. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs today called the development a positive step. Tensions between the two have been at some of their highest levels in years after a number of incidents, including one where North Korea fired on a South Korean island during a military training exercise. In Iraq, a pair of car bombings today killed as many as 50 people near the Shiite holy city of Karbala. There have also been a string of other recent bombings and attacks in recent days in Iraq, as we hear from NPR's Kelly McEvers.
Officials say the bomber drove a car into the main gate of the police headquarters in the city of Bakuba, the capital of Diyala. At least 15 people were killed in Diyala on Wednesday when a suicide bomber driving an ambulance attacked an Iraqi police training center. On Tuesday, at least 50 people were killed in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit when a suicide bomber targeted a line of police recruits. Insurgents have stepped up assaults in recent months on Iraqi police and army. Terrorism analysts say Sunni and Shiite insurgents seek to undermine faith in the security forces before the U.S. withdraws all its troops by the end of this year. Kelly McEvers, NPR News.
Walmart, which in addition to being the world's largest retailer, is now the largest grocery chain in the U.S., is joining forces with First Lady Michelle Obama, part of an effort aimed at tackling childhood obesity. The company says it will move to try to reduce the amount of sodium and added sugars in some of the items it sells. Walmart has pledged to reduce sodium by a quarter and added sugars in some of its private label products. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.
Support